Would you all pray with me? Oh God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable to you, for you are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. The church was growing. With each week, it seemed like new people were flocking to this newly formed Jesus movement. After hearing the testimony of Paul or Peter or Silas, after hearing about the ways that Jesus healed people and taught that love was the whole point of everything, after hearing the story of a love that could not be killed, of a force that was stronger than the empire's oppression, they flocked. They were hungry for the good news. And the story of Jesus is bread for the hungry, rest for the weary, freedom for the oppressed. Generations pressed down by a power that seemed insurmountable. They longed for the liberation of their people. They hungered for a word that would satiate their appetite for justice. They desired nothing more and nothing less than life abundant. And so, the apostles told the story of Jesus who promised nothing more and nothing less than life abundant for everyone, everywhere, no matter what. But it was not good news for everyone. There were those who benefited from the masses being downtrodden and without hope. And so in our reading for today, an angry mob goes on this destructive search for Paul and Silas. They destroy Jason's house and they pull him out and drag him in front of the authorities. And then they make this claim about the budding Jesus movement. These people who have been turning the world upside down have come here also. They are all acting contrary to the decrees of the emperor, saying there is another king named Jesus. My goodness, I am so grateful for that angry mob for giving us a beautiful and timeless definition of the church. The people who have been turning the world upside down, acting contrary to the decrees of the emperor, saying that there is another king named Jesus. It had turned my world upside down. I was 12 years old when my dad skipped out on our family and my parents got divorced. It was messy and long. It devastated our finances. It devastated me. I felt alone and confused and like I didn't know who I could count on. My friend Crystal, who I had known since preschool in my tiny Colorado mountain town, invited me to a program at her church. I was not a church kid. I had never really been to church. I was more interested in playing soccer and hanging out in the woods by myself, but I went. I went and I loved it. I liked the stories from the Bible, but I liked more those kind adults who cared about me. And then I just kept going. Church became the place where I felt safe, where there were adults who cared about me, who took the time to hear my questions. They taught me to pray and to study scripture. They taught me that nothing could separate me from the love of God and Christ Jesus. Not divorce, not poverty, not shame. Now, I grew up in a rural mountain town, and I was too young to drive. And so what it meant was that for years, someone from that church would drive 45 minutes out of their way, up into the mountains to drive me to church multiple times a week. It made all the difference in the world to my teenage self, that there were adults who I could talk to, who took me seriously, who would show me week in and week out. There were people who would show up for you. There are people who will show you what the love of God looks like simply by showing up. They cared about me, And that care turned my whole world upside down. That is what we are supposed to be. And my goodness, do we fall short far too often. But this is what we are for, church, to take care of each other, to welcome the outcast, to feed the hungry, to hold hands with the lonely. Whether it's awkward teenagers or single moms or young queer people seeking home, single people seeking family, elders with stories to share, to open our doors and our hearts to the unhoused and to the poor, to stand with the ones cast out so that no one is an outcast among us, to turn the world upside down until the last are first and the first are last, until the humble are lifted up and the haughty are brought low, until a long and abundant table replaces every wall and every border, to turn the world upside down in protest and policy work, in whispered conversations and prayers and raucous dinner parties, in a door held open when it had previously been slammed shut, to make God's love real, here and now, right where we are planted. The accusers in Acts say that the problem with the growing Christian movement is that they are all acting contrary to the deeds of the emperor. Now, empires have risen and fallen since the writing of that book, but the emperors have all remained mostly the same. They want us isolated, they want us afraid, and they want our loyalty. And our call is the same, that we, the church, are called to turn the world upside down, that in a time where the violent, powerful few benefit from our isolation, we are called to open our hearts again and again and again, to open our doors wider and wider and wider. Let us be architects of community, building each other up in strength and courage. Let us be twined together so strongly that no one stands alone. In a time where the powers that be want us to be afraid, let us tell the stories of our faith. Generation after generation after generation of people who stood unafraid and unbowed to the forces of hate. Let us be bold in writing the next chapter of faithfulness, courageously witnessing to the love of Christ in the public square, to Jesus who was a refugee himself, to Jesus who said that if we wanted to find him, we could always go to the margins, to the sick and the imprisoned, to the naked and the cast out, and find him there. In a time when a president seeks to be a king, let us proclaim that we owe our allegiance to Christ and to Christ alone. There is indeed another king named Jesus, and we answer only to him. The one that we call king, the Lord of love, the Prince of peace, he is still with us, still calling us to turn the world upside down on the streets, in the halls of power, and in one another's lives. Until no one is cast out, until not one is left alone. In every act of faith and courage, in every act of care and connection, we are participating in turning the world right side up again. You and me and us, together, with Jesus every step of the way, until that kingdom comes. Amen.